You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm Pooh.
And I'm William Cooper.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Pooh is the co-host tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Right after we get through with the metal report, she's even going to sing for you, I think. I'm not quite sure how this is going to turn out, but we'll see. She did this once before, long, long time ago. In the meantime, let's go to Phoenix for the Metal Report with Frank Marzullo. Good evening, Frank.
Good evening, sir.
How are you?
Not too bad, sir, and yourself.
Oh, we were running around here like chickens with our head cut off.
Well, yeah, it's going to be a hot one tonight. Your fan on the air conditioner gave out just about 10 minutes ago. I was like, oh, this is going to be an unpleasant evening.
It's hot here, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's just going to be nice and cool up where you're at.
They don't call it Arizona for nothing.
It is a dry heat. How many times have you heard that and you want to choke somebody? Hey, so it's putting your head in an oven, right? That's a real dry.
That's right. What's going on in Wall Street?
Now, what's going on in Wall Street is absolutely nothing, and that should have people concerned. The High Wire Act continues to vacillate and without gaining any new territory. The headlines continue to warn people to get out of the stock market. Dow advances as stocks slide. Phil, how many times have we told people the Dow is not the stock market? Well, here they're finally getting around to telling you in the newspaper that the Dow is not the stock market, that if the Dow is going up, as we've talked about, stocks can be going down.
Mm-hmm.
Your funds and the rest of it can be going in the tank while you're happily watching the Dow Jones Industrial Average thinking everything's fine. And it isn't.
Yeah, the Dow's made up of the
30 components
of the priciest blue chip stocks that there are.
The New World Order Company.
Yeah, and none of those people out there on the stock market have those stocks.
Exactly. And, you know, I don't know where people are. I really sometimes wonder where their heads are at. One of the biggest comments you hear people take, well, I don't want to take the penalty. I've got this, I've got that, I've gotten capital gains. People, you know, I don't want to change taxes either. You know, there's ways to get around that through trust funds and the rest of it to legally and lawfully, minimize that obligation. But you run the risk, if you don't do something, of losing it all. And that's the most important thing that you need to remember. Gold, we've talked about gold. We explained a couple weeks ago how Japan was getting into the gold market. They laid a lot of money on the table and said, here you go. When gold gets to this price, we're going to buy. What that has a tendency to do is kind of scare people. It's like, oh, they know something we don't know, so they'll sell their gold, and the price will come down. The Japanese end up buying all this gold, and they're looking to acquire hundreds of tons of it to back their bonds, as we talked about a couple weeks ago, because of the situation. It hit me about a week after we talked about that. You have the old notes, the old Federal Reserve notes, the old contracts that are allegedly backed by the sale of bonds. Japan holds the vast majority of our debt, not only in the bond area, in the other treasury security, but also they own all of our, just about all of our retirement funds and saving accounts. They've been sold to Japan. Japan owns America on paper. The new notes, the new $100 bills, back in the middle of May, we talked about this, bonds indexed for inflation. They're laying the groundwork for a two-tiered monetary system here. We've told people before that this is going to occur. You've got the old notes, the old contracts that are backed by the old bonds. You've got the new contracts that are backed by the inflation-adjusted bonds. So the groundwork's being laid here for everything that we've been telling people is going to happen. It's happening right under your very noses and yet people still refuse to see.
Well, they must want it then.
That's, you know, I guess. I mean, why, you know, why would you want to have real money? Why would you want to have freedom? I don't understand it. Help me, Bill. I mean, why would you want to have a debt instrument that equates directly to slavery? We've gone over that issue as well, how you don't own anything at all when you buy it with a Federal Reserve note. We've described how Alan Greenspan says you should own gold, how Carol Quigley tells you to own gold, how the Bank of International Settlement owns and keeps its books in gold, the central bank's bank. I don't know what more people need, and I really don't. Anyway, we try to inquire as to how low gold can possibly go here, where the Japanese buying level is, what level they've put on, and we don't really know. We can't find out. Their laws regarding reporting requirements are significantly different than ours here in the States, so we're having a difficult time acquiring that information. Right now, gold's holding at a 385 level. At close of the day, it's just under 385 at 384 and change. It's a critical support level there. There's a lot of other people that said when gold gets to 385, I'm buying. It's always a possibility that it'll go lower than that. So what? By the time your paper has bottomed out, it doesn't matter how low gold is, you won't have the money to buy any anyway if you don't get it done now. That's the most important thing that people need to recognize is get it done. And more news, and they're telling you, all the big shots, they're talking about how the bond market relates to the stock market. And 7% has been putting a lid on stock prices. You've got to have a pretty strong stomach with interest rates of 7% to be buying stocks. Okay, Hugh Johnson, Chief Investment Officer at First Albany. We are flirting with a real risk threshold, President of Hocanson Financial Management. We know valuations are stretched. You've got to use your common sense and pull back. Take money off the table. Bottom line, get out of stocks. Another individual, chief investment officer at another outfit, recommends a shift in focus away from U.S. stock and towards foreign ones. What have we been telling you here on this program, people? Same thing that these so-called experts are. Bill's pointed out time and time again, no conspiracy, it's in the open. They're telling you the stock market's going to crash. They're telling you it's going to be soon, and it's going to be ugly. One of the things that people want to know is, well, how far can it possibly go? Let me read a quote. This is from one of the many newsletters we get. The dividend on the Dow is now 123.33, which provides a yield of 2.17%, near an all-time low. Historically, many secondary corrections, and in quotations, forget bear markets, will take the Dow down to a 4% yield. If the Dow was to decline to the point where it yielded 4%, it would have to decline to the 3,080 area. This would represent a drop of 46.6% from the May 22 market high. That's how low it can possibly go. And the man goes on to continue to say that basically what he expects to happen is just going to give up the ghost. There's not going to be any indicator in the news. There's not going to be any whitewater indictment that turns it or any terrorist act that turns it. It's just going to give up the ghost. It's just going to fall of its own sheer weight. And it's teetering right now. And I don't know why people think it can go on this way forever, because it can't. The experts are telling you it won't. In the area of our debt, in the last 9 months, we inquired with Congressman Nick Smith 6 or 9 months ago, referenced what is our true debt. At that point in time, he gave us Medicare figures, Social Security figures, retirement programs, other federal debts that are, in essence, off book, $13.9 trillion. It has increased by over $5 trillion in a nine-month period. We're over $19 trillion in debt. The interest on that is killing us, all right? Forget the debt owed the Federal Reserve. I mean, we can, legally. There is a mechanism to do that, but it's never going to happen. It's not reality. This is going to continue on business as usual. They're going to play the banker's game, bankrupt this country, and people are going to lose, just like they did in 29 in this country, just like they've done all over the world. They're going to play the game, make you think that it's legal, and you're going to lose to contract law. You're going to lose to attorneys that played this game, and they outsmarted you. Basically, they're going to flank people, and they're going to kick them right in the wallet, and they're going to take it all away. And it's lining itself up exactly for that. And I can't make it any clearer. The writing's been on the wall, and I don't know why people are waiting. A lot of people just can't seem to make up their mind, and just totally astounds me. It really does. So now that I kind of hit people right between the eyes, which is exactly what I wanted to do, you need to act. I mean, it's time to get something done. Yeah, capital gain. It's an unfortunate reality. 28% of profits is better than 100% of principal being lost. And all these other areas where people are at, you've got to take action. You've got to sit down and you've got to do something for your future, because if you don't do it now, you have no future. You lost 21% of your buying power March 25th with the introduction of the new currency. We saw it decline. The devaluation of the dollar at that point in time was 21%. What's going to happen when they introduce the 50s and then the 20s? They're going to nickel and dime it away. They've gone away from the situation where it was the Wacos and the Ruby Ridge and all this very much open stuff. They've gone back to the slow boil. And the frogs, some of them jumped out of the pot. They recognize it. But there's other ones that are fat and lazy, and they're just sitting there. And the heat's been turned back up very, very slowly, and these frogs are getting cooked. And I don't believe the government's going to go back to their old ways until they are damn ready to make their strongest move possible.
What do you got for a parting shot?
What do I got for a parting shot? When people are out and about, when you're out with your group and doing whatever, at times you're going to stop and consult a map, all right? Anytime you do that, or anytime you stop to take bearing or stop to take a water break, you do what's called take a knee. You minimize your profile, you take a break, you give your legs a rest, and you go down on one knee. Everybody's facing alternate directions. One thing that I found is very helpful, especially out here in Arizona, is to take padding. You take the sleeping pad, the GI pad works very well. Most of the BDUs, most of the garments that people will wear are double-kneed any longer. They have two layers of material. You slit underneath there, you slide in between the layers of material, a pre-cut piece of padding, and you go ahead and stitch it shut. It helps keep your knees from getting banged up. Here in Arizona, especially down in the Phoenix area, there's no ground. It's all rock. And when you go to take a knee, it can hurt. And when you're trying to keep a lower profile and the rest, it's just one of those nice things that makes life just a wee bit easier in times that are difficult enough.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good night, Frank. 1-800-289-2646. Call and ask for Frank. Get your hands on some real money. Ask for the new copy of the newsletter. And do it now, folks. Are you ready to sing your song?
Yeah.
Are you going to sing it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go.
My sweat paper is falling.
Only you can make a world divine. Only you can make the dark light. Only you and you alone can handle me through. And when you're not with love, but only you. Hold my hand, I understand the man.
Congratulations, that was wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Honey?
Yes?
Can I sing it again?
Oh, no, not again. We got a show to do here. We've got to do the hour of the time. I thought you were going to help me with that. What is this I got in my hand here?
A Veritas newspaper?
Yeah. You want to tell everybody about Veritas newspaper? Somebody called last night, and people have been calling and writing wanting to know why we don't tell about what we've got on the air. I thought we just might do that tonight. Tell them about this newspaper.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, there it is.
Well, the newspaper... Honey?
You're not supposed to beat up your microphone. Just talk about the newspaper.
I'm so scared.
You've been doing this so long, I don't know how you can be scared. Well, do you like that newspaper?
Mm-hmm.
What's it? It's got some color on the front page?
Yeah.
What is it?
What is it?
Yeah, what color?
It's blue, and it's white, and it's black, and it's kind of gray.
Yeah.
And it has some really black ink on there, too.
Is it a big paper?
Yeah.
It sure is. It's full size, huh? It's none of this mm-hmm. newsletter tabloid stuff, huh?
Yeah, like those witches you told me.
This is a real full-size newspaper, ladies and gentlemen. It's for intelligent people who have demanded a real newspaper that presents only the facts. Real journalists write for this paper. Not like the lying communist news networks and the establishment compromised propaganda rags that exist every place else across the country. Good people, intelligent people, no longer subscribe to the media's biased and selective coverage on most of the controversial issues of today. Veritas is a full-size national newspaper. And it's broken the silence once and for all. It's even hand-delivered by special messenger to the President of the United States, the Vice President of the United States, the Attorney General, all of the members of the President's cabinet, every office of all of the senators and members of the House of Representatives of the Congress. It is also hand-delivered by special messenger to all the major print and broadcast bureaus around and in Washington, D.C., at the expense of Harvest Trust, which really means that Pooh and Allison are paying for this. And if you'd like to get a subscription, ladies and gentlemen, to the only newspaper which addresses the issues that affect your individuality, fully documents sources for readers to confirm, is hand-delivered to key representatives and media bureaus in Washington, D.C., presents the facts so you can make your own decision, and it challenges the readers to think for themselves. The motto of Veritas is Omnia Vincit Veritas, which means, translated from the original Latin, truth conquers all things. 24-issue subscription is $39 postpaid. That's only if you live within the continental limits of the United States of America. If you live in any other country, the rates are different. You need to call the Veritas office to find out. 24 issues. For $39, and that's the best deal. If you don't have that much money or you don't want 24 issues, you can get 18 issues for $34, or 12 issues for $25. 6 issues is $16. The current issue is always $3. Once the next issue is printed, the current issue becomes a back issue. All back issues are $5 postpaid. So, if you'd like to have a copy of the current issue, just to check out Veritas, send us $3. It's postpaid. We'll send it right out to you. If you'd like any of the back issues that we have available, they're $5 a piece, postpaid. Make check or money order. Excuse me. No more checks. I'm sorry. Make money orders only. Money orders only, payable to Harvest. H-A-R-V, as in Victor, E-S-T. and send them to Harvest at P.O. Box 1970. That's P.O. Box 1970, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, one of the most beautiful places upon the face of this earth. Postal Zone 85925, that's Veritas, care of P.O. Box 1970, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, Postal Zone 85925. Make sure you get your money in the mail right now, because we're coming up on the next issue, which means the current issue will be a back issue, and the current issue is dynamite.
Who's this on the Wolfman telephone?
Joe in Little Rock, way down the valley.
You call from Little Rock, California?
Yeah, long distance.
My. This is Matt. What kind of entertainment you got in that town?
All we've got is you.
That'll be the day. The late, great Buddy Holly on the Wolfman Jack Show.
Money too, well, you know you love me, baby. Until you tell me maybe that someday will all be true. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. That'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die.
Hey, I'll spend another Thursday night with a wolfman.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yeah, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a life.
That'll be the day, hey, when I die. Well, what's this, Pooh?
A picture of some horses.
Some horses?
Mm-hmm.
What's this?
The same thing.
But what is it?
It's Behold a Pale Horse.
Behold a Pale Horse. That's right. Who wrote this book?
Did you do it?
Did I do it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell everybody. My poppy wrote this book.
My daddy wrote this book.
That's right. Behold a Pale Horse, ladies and gentlemen. Is another one of the things that we have available. Now, I started writing this probably, maybe 10 years ago. And it was published about 6 years ago. And almost everything that I predicted in this book has come true already. There are some things that have not yet, but not many. It is 500 pages, ladies and gentlemen. 500 pages of the most well-documented, most suppressed information ever published in the history of the world. Let me say that again so you understand. It's 500 pages of the most well-documented, most suppressed information ever published in the history of the world. I started writing this about 10 years ago. It was published 6 years ago. Everything that you're hearing, all of these other people talk about on talk radio today, I published in my book 6 years ago. You think that you're just hearing the real skinny on Tom Valentine and Chuck Harder and Norm Resnick and all of these other shows? Sorry, folks. It was already written in my book 6 years ago. Everything that's really new today, ladies and gentlemen, before it is ever discussed on any other radio broadcast in this country, it was talked about on the hour of the time 2 years before. If you don't believe that, you seek out some of the listeners to this broadcast who have been listening since the beginning, and you'll find out that that is absolutely true. Absolutely true. All of the stuff that you think is new, that you're hearing for the first time, was written in my book 6 years ago, and we talked about it on this broadcast 2 or more years before you ever heard it anywhere else, ladies and gentlemen. We broke the story here of the Microplasma incognitus, the real source of the Gulf War syndrome, on this broadcast in 1993. long before you ever heard of it, long before you ever dreamed of it. We were the first radio broadcast in America that exposed the mind control experiments, all written in Behold a Pale Horse. So, if you'd like a copy of Behold a Pale Horse, it's $30 postpaid. $30 postpaid. 500 pages of the most well-documented, most suppressed information ever published. You want to know about UFOs? It's all in Behold a Pale Horse, including conclusion number 5 at the end of that chapter, where I tell you that I believe that the whole thing is the greatest hoax in the history of the world to create an artificial external threat to this earth to hasten the formation and acceptance of one world government. Whew, that's a mouthful, isn't it? Make check or money order payable to Harvest. Excuse me, money order. You know, they changed these things on me. I'm just the secretary trustee. I don't make all these decisions, folks. They're only accepting money orders now. Money orders only. Make money orders payable to Harvest, H-A-R-V-E-S-T, and send them to Harvest, P.O. Box 1970, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. That's Eager, Arizona, 85925. Well, let me see. Did I leave anything out, Pooh? There's a picture of you in there, isn't it? There's a picture of Mommy, too.
Yeah.
There's a picture of my mom and Pop in there, too.
There is?
Your grandmother and grandfather. You remember that picture? Mm-hmm. And your aunt and uncle, Connie and Ron?
Mm-mm.
They're all in there. All in that book. Along with a little bit of my life story and the significant portion of my military service record that you need to know to authenticate who I am and what I'm up to. And you want to hear some more music?
Yeah.
What kind of music you want to hear? How about some ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba? Ooh, let's do this. Maybe you'll like this one. I don't know, but you might like this one. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, come and punch this button. Oh, can you? Come on, come and punch that button right there.
All right.
You do it this time. Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back.
You know, I'm almost grown.
Whoa, whoa.
Yet I'm doing all right in school. They ain't said I broke no rules. I ain't never been in Dutch. I don't browse around too much. Don't bother me leave me alone. Anyway, I'm almost grown. I don't run around with no mom. Got myself a little job.
Her name is Pooh. Oh, boy. Well, you know, everybody writes me there and says, who are you? I just started listening to your broadcast. It's the most fantastic thing I've ever heard. And I listen to all these other broadcasts, and I always come back to yours. It's the only one with documents and sources, and by golly, you know, proves what they say. So I'm going to tell you who I am right now. I was reared by an Air Force family, ladies and gentlemen. I lived all over the world most of my childhood. I graduated from Yamato High School in Japan. I was an Air Force brat. I also attended Narumasu High School at Grant Heights. I graduated in 1961. I served with the Strategic Air Command, United States Air Force. I held a top, in the Air Force, I held a secret clearance. Worked on B-52 bombers, KC-135 refueling aircraft, and Minuteman missiles. I received an honorable discharge in 1965. Fulfilling a dream previously frustrated by chronic motion sickness. You see, if I just looked at something that moved funny, I got deathly ill when I was a child. I joined the Navy. The reason that I originally joined the Air Force was I thought that if I went into the Navy, which was really where I wanted to be, that I would spend my whole time hanging over the railing. Well, after I left the Air Force, my dream was still there, and I said, motion sickness be damned, I'm going to do it, and I did it. I volunteered for and served aboard submarines, USS Tyroo, SS 416, an old diesel-electric boat left over from World War II, and served in the surface Navy aboard the USS Tom Bigby, AOG 11, a gasoline. The Navy, and the USS Oriskany CVA 34, an attack class carrier, aircraft carrier. I was a member of the Office of Naval Intelligence, serving as a harbor and river patrol boat captain at Da Nang and the Dong Ha River Security Group, Qua Viet, on the Takhan River, near the DMZ, Republic of Vietnam. I earned several medals for leadership and heroism during combat, including two with the V for Valor. I served on the intelligence briefing team for the Commander-in-Chief of the Pacific Fleet. I was the designated SCCAT, or Special Category Operator, in the Commander-in-Chief Pacific Fleet Command Center. I held a top-secret Q, Sensitive Information Clearance. I achieved the rank of First Class Petty Officer QM1 E6 after only 8 years of naval service. Received an honorable discharge in 1975. I had intended to make the Navy my career, but in the service of my country, so I thought, while attached to the Office of Naval Intelligence and the intelligence briefing team of the Commander-in-Chief of the Pacific Fleet, I learned what was really going on behind the scenes, and I decided that I could no longer serve that cause. I earned an Associate of Science degree in photography from Long Beach City College, Long Beach, California. I then founded the Absolute Image Studio and Gallery of Fine Art Photography. I held the position of Executive Director of Adelphi Business College, Pacific Coast Technical Institute, and National Technical College. I was the National Marketing Coordinator for National Education and Software. I produced several documentaries covering subjects such as the Kennedy assassination and secret black projects that have built flying disc-shaped craft. I am an internationally acclaimed radio personality, which you all know, broadcasting the hour of the time on satellite G2, transponder 14, audio 7.56, and on WWCR worldwide, shortwave 5065 megahertz. At 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, which is also 9 Pacific Daylight, 11 Central Daylight and midnight Eastern Daylight Time, Monday through Friday nights. And it's 10 Mountain Daylight Time for those of you on Mountain Time who change your time. We never do here in the great state of Arizona. We have more sunshine than we could ever use. We don't have to change our time to get any more. I founded the Citizens Agency Joint Intelligence. I'm the author of Behold a Pale Horse, which was the blockbuster underground bestseller for the last 6 years in a row, ladies and gentlemen, with no advertising whatsoever, just by word of mouth. At first, none of the major bookstores or major organizations would touch it with a 10-foot pole. It is now in almost every bookstore in the country, and they cannot keep it on the shelf. And that is absolutely amazing to me. I am a world-class lecturer. I am one of only few other than superstars, monarchs, and popes who have appeared at Wembley in London. I live in Arizona with my wife and daughter. I am absolutely devoted to God, country, and family in that order. I keep very busy, ladies and gentlemen, producing our newspaper Veritas, writing, working on other books and articles and research. Preparing and researching for the broadcasts of the hour of the time. working on projects like Michelle's book coming up, which is Oklahoma City Day One. That's going to, I'm not going to say much about that. I'll get to it a little bit later. I also administer the Citizens Agency Joint Intelligence, the CAGI News Service, the Intelligence Service of the Second Continental Army of the Republic, and many, many other things. I firmly believe in truth. I believe that information, not money, is the power of 90s. My dream, ladies and gentlemen, sincerely, is to wake the sheeple, empower the people, and preserve freedom for the world. If we lose it here, ladies and gentlemen, it is gone everywhere. The whole world loses. And if you are listening anywhere in the world, you keep your eye on the United States of America. If you see the American people disarmed, it's all over for you.
All right, baby. Here we go with another call out of the stations. Can you dig it?
Thank you, Pizza.
Yeah, listen, you got any more of those secret agent spy scopes?
It's right on a stethoscope.
No, those secret agent spy scope, man. That pulls in the moon, the stars, the planets, and the satellites, and the spacemen.
You must have the wrong number, partner.
If you want to get a jive, bust around, Manny, Manny.
So much fun. What do you want to talk about now, sweetheart?
Well, do you want to talk about my art?
Hey, that's a good subject. How long have you been doing that?
Well, I've been doing it for a long, 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 long time.
And what kind of arts do you do?
Well, sometimes I draw houses.
Yes.
Today, when I was at the office, I was drawing one house. I was drawing our house, even the sprinkler and the grass.
Oh, I bet that is wonderful. How come you haven't shown that to me? You usually show me everything that you draw.
Yeah, but it's at the office, so I forgot to bring it.
You'll show me tomorrow, though.
I will?
Well, I'm asking you, will you?
Yeah.
Okay.
But did you guess what?
I'm guessing what?
Tomorrow, Catherine is going to come to play with me.
Oh, Joe's bringing Catherine. That's wonderful. Hey, that's really nice. Well, let's talk about these treason documents.
Huh?
You've seen those, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
How big are they?
They're about like a big paper, but it's kind of small, though.
A big paper, but kind of small?
Yeah.
And about this thick when Mommy takes it to the copier?
No.
Well, it's over 600 pages there.
Sometimes it's got to be that big.
Oh, that's pretty big. You've got your hands about 8 inches apart there. Treason, fully documented. You know, one of the good things about what we do, ladies and gentlemen, we don't talk things. We don't pass about rumors. We don't make conjectures. If we have an opinion, we'll tell you our opinion sometimes, but we make sure that you know that it's our opinion and that we're not putting it across as fact. Everybody else out there, I don't care who it is, they have guests on that they don't check beforehand, that spout off a whole bunch of stuff that can't be documented or sourced or proven. Most of it is absolute 100% bullshit. Most of the other radio personalities that you listen to are pretty good people. I really believe that, but they don't do their own research. And their opinion changes with their guests. And if you listen very carefully, you'll see that that's true. They'll have a guest on 1 week that says one thing, and about 3 to 4 weeks later, they'll have another guest on that says something else. And by golly, that host agrees with every single one of them all the time. And that's not the way it should be. You don't get that kind of treatment from the Hour of the Time. Whatever we document and whatever we can source, we give to you, we give it to you because that's the way it is. And 3 weeks later, we don't come on with some other story or some other guy that says something else or some other woman that says something else. We don't do that. But we do if somebody can actually prove that we're wrong. And I mean prove it. Don't say it or don't refer it to some book that says it, but prove it. Then we'll come on the air and we'll tell you that we were wrong and we'll tell you what the truth really is. We put together a long, long time ago a series of broadcasts called Treason. And it was all about the documentation of the truth about the New World Order and the coming One World Government, because it's all there. It's all documented in treaties, in the United Nations resolutions, in the law of this country, in the Federal Register, the Congressional Record, in speeches, in statements made by people like Henry Kissinger, Zbigniew Brzezinski, the book Foreign Relations, which is the publication of the Council on Foreign Relations, where if you read that, you'll find out what's coming down the pike. I can tell you right now, tonight, that Boutros Ghali is on his way out. He will not serve another term as the Secretary General of the United Nations because they mounted a vicious attack upon him in Foreign Relations, which is the publication of the Council on Foreign Relations, and that is the elite rulers of the United States of America saying to everyone, Boutros Ghali, you're through. We put together the treason documents after that series of broadcasts. These are the documents we use to furnish the proof and base the whole series of broadcast the Hour of the Time, that treason series. And it really does, ladies and gentlemen. Pooh, you're making a lot of noise rubbing those cords. Hold that cord off your mic stand. That's it, honey. Because when it rubs on the mic stand, you hear that noise in there in your earphones? That's the cord rubbing on your mic stand. You don't have to hold it up like that. You can drop it down so it's comfortable. Yeah, there you go. See how easy that is? Mm-hmm. Treason against the United States and the American people. And here's what the Constitution says. Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. No person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of two witnesses to the same overt act or on confession in open court. The Congress shall have power to declare the punishment of treason, but no attainder of treason shall work corruption of blood or forfeiture except during the life of the person attainted. U.S. Constitution, Article 3, Section 3. We have offered in the treason documents, ladies and gentlemen, absolute proof of treason against the United States of America and the 50 sovereign states. The United States Constitution is not in effect at all today. The United States is not sovereign, according to this documentation. The United States of America is a vassal state of the United Nations. The armed forces of the United States is the police force for the New World Order under the United Nations, and soon will be merged with what used to be the military forces of the Soviet Union. All peoples, including Americans, are to be disarmed. 628 pages and official U.S. government documents, absolute proof. If you are a member of the Citizens Agency for Joint Intelligence, the CAGI News Service, or the Intelligence Service, it's $75 for the package. Anybody else, all non-members, $85. Make your money order payable to Harvest. If you live in another country, pay in U.S. funds and add $12 per order. Send it to Harvest, care of P.O. Box 1970, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. Whoa. Well, Jeepers. Did I forgot what music we did and what music we didn't do now. I guess we already did that one, didn't we? I can tell because that's the one we left off with. So let's try. Okay, you want to do this one, Pooh?
Which one is it?
Okay, come on over here. Let me show you how to do this. Come on.
All right.
Don't go that. Yeah, go this way. Take off your headphones. That's the only way you can get around that stand now. Hand them to Poppy. There you go. Come on. Now you can put them on. Okay, see this one right here?
Uh-huh.
Press that twice. Okay, now press that one. First of all,
I only am 13. How old are you?
I'm only 14.
Oh, boy, I love you, boy, man.
For a while, in your heart, you want her for a lover. While he steps, draws you closer to the eye.
You know, Pooh, you've seen the Zapruder film, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
The Kennedy assassination, that's really something, isn't it?
Honey, I think I heard this song before.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
A long time ago?
Yeah.
Oh,
probably.
Boy. Probably. We have the Zapruder film, ladies and gentlemen. All frames are intact, unlike the way you've been presented with it before. And it is shown at the actual speed that the car was driving, not sped up like you're used to seeing it on television and in the movies and in other places. And you can clearly see it's not narrated, although we are going to do a narrated one in the coming near future. And it is in brilliant, beautiful, absolute, saturated color. You know why? Because I obtained, by paying an awful lot of money under the table, an original 35mm copy of the original 8mm Zapruder film. And it's all here. We show it to you at the normal speed. We show it to you at 1/2 speed, 1/4 speed, 1/10 speed, and then frame by frame. So that you can see every single thing in that film. One thing that becomes clear very quickly is that the film has been altered drastically in many places. The emulsion has been literally scraped off the film so that you see nothing but white in certain areas. And it is not reflections. It is not the sunshine. It is where the emulsion has been removed to hide what is really happening or to make you think that something is happening that really isn't. But it proves beyond any shadow of any doubt whatsoever that it was a conspiracy, and that whoever altered this film was a part of that conspiracy. For CAGI members and IS members, it's $30. Everybody else, $40. Make your money order payable to Harvest and send it to Harvest. Care of P.O. Box 1970, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona 85925. Remember, it's $30 for CAGI members and IS members, all others, $40. There's no narration, and at the end of the film is a complete expose of what is really in Dealey Plaza, and that will really shock you. It is an occult, Freemasonic, and Druidic, and many other ancient pagan religions, Temple of the Sun, complete with reflecting pool, obelisk, 4 quarters, just like at Stonehenge. The plaza is in the shape of a pyramid with the capstone missing. And the eye that floats above the pyramid on your dollar bill is represented by the underpass, which goes under the railroad overpass on Main Street. So, get your money order in and get a copy of the Zapruder film, and you'll see it like you've never seen it before, ladies and gentlemen. We used to send it out with narration. However, people used to accuse me of telling people what to think, so we don't do that now, but we will do it in the future. And we will be pointing out on that film exactly where it's been altered, where the emulsion's been scraped off the film, and what it looks like, and what it might be covering up, and what it might not be covering up, but making us believe, or making trying to make us believe that something happened, which may or may not have happened. We also have the Branch Davidians' last will and testament. See, most people don't know that the men, women, and little children that were murdered at the Waco massacre by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and the Federal Bureau of Investigation told their own story on camera during the siege. This video is 2 hours long, and it was made to present to the Federal Bureau of Investigation to prove to them that no one was being held against their will in that church. And we managed to get a copy, and we're making it available to the world. This haunting story has to keep Janet Reno awake night after night after night. It is the actual two-hour videotape made by the Branch Davidians. The little children even tell their stories, ladies and gentlemen. The men, women, they show you their wounds. They tell you why they're there. They tell you what it's all about. It is amazing. 2 hours. Videotape made by the Branch Davidians themselves during the siege when they had no access to the press or the world and could not tell their story to anyone except on videotape. It was not supposed to get out to the public, but as usual, the intelligence service always, always does its job. The church members were not aware that this tape would turn out to be their only chance to tell their story to the world. It is, in effect, their last will and testament. All the people, except one woman, are now dead. It is heartrending. It is absolutely devastating. $30, postpaid, send your money order to Harvest. Make it out to Harvest. Send it in care of P.O. Box 1970, Eager, Arizona, 85925, ladies and gentlemen. And do it now. You don't want to wait around and miss out, do you? I don't think you do. You might want to. I wouldn't want to.
Dun, 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 dun.
Well, there's only a couple of things left, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, you can get tapes of any broadcast of the hour of the time. You can send $1 in a self-addressed stamped number 10 size envelope, and we'll send you off a tape list and an info packet that has all of these things in it. And if you're listening, for instance, to tonight's broadcast, remember, if you're on the East Coast, the date is always before midnight, even though you're hearing it after midnight. When you order the tape, you order it for the date before midnight. Specify the date and the subject, and send $10 if you're not a member, $8 if you are a member, and we'll send it right out to you. These are fantastic stereo, studio quality tapes, and you'll really be pleased. I think they're better quality than any other radio broadcast ever sends to anybody. One of the things that I'm most proud of is I did a lot of research over a 25-year period into the mystery schools, Freemasonry, the Rose and Cross, all of the mystery religions of ancient Babylon that are still today, exist today in secret, and are working their wiles upon the world. I've studied the different religions, and I did a series on the Hour of the Time called the Mystery Babylon Religion Series. And or the mystery series, it doesn't matter what you call it, but it reveals the truth, the entire history from the beginning of this religion right up to the present date, what they're involved in, what they've been doing, what effect it has on us, who's really bringing about the New World Order, what the New World Religion is going to be like, and what it's going to mean to you. I reveal all the symbology. I bust it wide open, lay it absolutely bare, ladies and gentlemen. And it exists in, let me see, how many tapes are here? I don't really know how many tapes this is. How many tapes is it, Annie? Annie? Hello? How many tapes are in the Mystery Babylon series? 41 tapes plus the Luxor. It's 41 audio tape hours of the Hour of the Time plus a videotape of the symbology at the Luxor Hotel in Las Vegas. It's not narrated. It's part of this set. It is number 33, ladies and gentlemen. The whole set for members, member price. If you're a CAGI member in the United States, it's $260 postpaid. If you're in a foreign country and you're a CAGI member or an IS member, it's $290 postpaid. If you're a non-member in the United States, it's $290 postpaid. If you're in a foreign country, it's $320 postpaid. Once again, members, whether you're CAGI or IS, $260 postpaid. If you're a member who lives outside the continental United States, it's $290 postpaid. If you're a non-member in the United States, it is $290. If you're a non-member in a foreign country outside the United States, $320 postpaid. 41 audio tapes of broadcasts of the Hour of the Time, plus the Luxor videotape, which is number 33 in the series. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we come last but not least. I guarantee you this book is going to make a big splash in the world. It is going to cause a lot of problems in Washington, D.C., and probably already is, even though it hasn't rolled off the presses yet. It's going to be 800 pages easy. The name of this book is Oklahoma City Day One. It was written by Michelle M. Moore, the station chief of the Intelligence Service, who is in charge of the four states, which includes Oklahoma. Published by Harvest Trust, with a foreword by William Cooper. 800 pages, blockbuster book, which reveals the results of the investigation into the bombing of the Oklahoma City Muir Federal Building. The investigation was conducted by the Intelligence Service of the Second Continental Army of the Republic Militia, and you will learn the real role of the militia. It blows the lid off the government's cover-up, propaganda, and lies. It exposes all of the bullshit that they've been putting out to you surrounding this event, proves beyond any shadow of a doubt that there were at least two explosions. At least one other bomb was found and disarmed. The FBI, BATF, U.S. Marshal Service, Oklahoma City Police Department, and the Oklahoma City Fire Department had advanced knowledge of the bombing, and the victims' families were used to lobby on behalf of passage of the omnibus anti-terrorism bill. They were lied to. They didn't even understand, for the most part, most of them, what habeas corpus even meant, and much more. This book will shock you out of your slumber. You will never believe any government official again after reading this work. Unbelievably detailed, monumental in scope, ladies and gentlemen. Contains over 400 pages just of documentation alone. Just documentation alone. 400 pages. It is an encyclopedic, minute-by-minute account of the actions, events, and related information which occurred on April the 19th, 1995. This book covers only that one day. Volume 2 will cover the aftermath. The first of several volumes covering the results of the intelligence services investigation into the worst terrorist attack in American City, and it was not perpetrated or carried out by patriots or militia, nor white supremacists. Order now. The book is in typeset right now. Advance orders are available with guaranteed delivery in 10 to 12 weeks. Those who place advance orders are guaranteed to receive their copy of Oklahoma City Day One before anyone else in the nation. There will only be a limited number of copies available. Don't risk losing out to those who know the value of this book. Make money order payable to Harvest, $30, postpaid. Specify physical address only. No P.O. boxes, please. We don't want your book to get lost in the mail. And send it to Harvest, P.O. Box 1970, Eager, Arizona 85925. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you all. And Annie, my dear, this is just for you. And thank you, Sue, so much for being my co-host tonight.
How come?
Good job.